Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our illustrious producer, Cal Hunter. It is the 16th of July, 2022. We're burning up here in the West Coast, but it is important to make sure that we enjoy the sun, because we complain when it's too rainy or too cold, and the sun is wonderful. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, 855-529-7234. If you want to talk to us during this wonderful three-hour show live every Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific time. And look, we're on probably 110 stations. I haven't counted them lately. If the station somehow preempts us, go to our website at RadioLawTalk.com, and you click on the live button. You can always listen to us live. You can do it on your phone. Our podcasts are on all the main, you know, Spotify, Apple, Google, iHeart. We're on all the main channels for our podcast, which is basically taking this exact live broadcast, and we just put it out on the podcast. So you can listen to it anytime you want. If you want to email us, info@radiolawtalk.com, because this by far is the most exciting, entertaining, and only sometimes informative show on earth. If you think you're going to get a lot out of this, just don't set that expectation.
Forget about it.
Please don't put that expectation on us. We're going to entertain you. We're going to entertain you more. I had to write a little note about Radio Law Talk the other day. I think it was yesterday, as we're expanding, and they say, please tell us a little bit about your show. And I kind of have a little jingle that I say, but I say most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. But I noted down, I said, look, we're going to make talking about law entertaining and fun and enjoy it and not be boring with it. So that's what you're going to have. Remember, seek local counsel. We're not giving legal advice. We're talking only about general topics of law. If you are very bored and want to listen to our read, actually, it's better to read to a companion friend. Read our disclaimer. It is. It's good to read it at RadioLawTalk.com, and that's a really nice, relaxing time. Yeah, and then you play the music that Cal usually plays, and what you can do is, as you read it, make sure the other person's laying in bed, or if they're driving, do not do that. That'll definitely cause drowsiness. So, you know, I've seen on some of those drugs, I've read it, may cause drowsiness, or if read Radio Law Talk's disclaimers on it, I've seen that before.
We need that on the Radio Law Talk T-shirt in that little drug bottle font somewhere on one of the sleeves. Warning, reading this disclaimer may cause drowsiness.
That's exactly right. We're going to do a case or no case today, but we're going to talk about some interesting things. Elon Musk and Twitter. We're definitely going to talk about that. That's the first thing we're going to discuss. We've got some good, interesting takes on that.
I feel like every time there's an Elon Musk Twitter update in the news, it ranks right up there with some celebrity couple that was together and now they're breaking up and they're back. It's like, oh my gosh.
Is this the guy that, wasn't he the guy that hung out with Amber Heard or no?
As a matter of fact, he was.
And he just announced he had another child with his stepsister or something like that.
What? His father.
His father had that sort of
father,
a something
weird look, thing. Right. You can't make this stuff up.
His father had a what?
Something about, we'll have to look it up. There's something about a father with a stepdaughter and a whatever.
That's over 18, obviously.
Yes. You know.
Kind of like a Woody Allen situation?
I have no idea.
I just didn't know they were from Arkansas. That's the whole point. Wait a minute.
We don't have any Arkansas affiliates.
Not now.
Not now.
Casey White and his escape from prison. What's the latest? That dude looks, I'm sorry, but I'm going to say it. He looks freaky, dude. That guy, the 6'9", he just looks like a monster from the Black Lagoon. I'm sorry. It's just,
He does, but, you know, I went to go see Top Gun Maverick this weekend, and John Hamm from Mad Men is in it.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the mugshot. Dude. John Hamm could play Casey White if they ever make this into a movie.
Really? Yeah. Okay, let's do that. Here's another thing that we lecture about. Wrongful conviction case, we're going to talk about it. The bizarre facts and why it's important for us as individuals, as people out there on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, you know, TikTok, to not judge someone until they've gone through their case. In other words, you're innocent until proven guilty. I will always believe that. I don't care if you're a conservative or if you're a liberal or anything in between. You're innocent until proven guilty, and that's what's important about this country. As imperfect as it is and as imperfect as our justice system is, it's the best out there, and that's the key. Innocent until proven guilty. So when you see someone on Twitter and Instagram and someone does something and they're blasting that person within 30 seconds or a minute of it occurring, remember, there's rights that we have under the Constitution that are very important for us to remember.
Do you think maybe Facebook should put that up there? Because they do a great job of censoring people with whom they disagree.
Yeah.
Shouldn't they, anytime someone jumps in and being judgmental, should not Facebook post a disclaimer that says, reminder, all people accused of any crime are innocent unless, not even until, unless proven guilty.
Right. That's right. That's right. No, you're right. Unless is better than until. Yeah. We're also going to talk a little about Uber being sued. That's the latest. Amber Heard. It'll never go away. We've got an Amber Heard, Johnny Depp. By the way, what was it? I saw something, and I can't quote it, but that basically how fast Amber Heard's, you know, just everyone's talking about her, how fast things go from the great topic to nothing, right? Just goes down to almost nothing. That tells you in life how you can be a star. That's exactly right. A star, or you can be all over and everybody knows you, to nothing. Right?
Yeah.
And what do I always say? I'm not trying to be lecture and old man again. Go talk to your kids, guys. Any of you in your 40s, even 30s, 40s, 50s, go ask your kid about the Rat Pack. And they'll go, the who? That's right. And they were the most popular when Cal and I were growing up.
They were huge.
They were huge.
Yeah, I see that. I was in high school in the 80s, and it's the hair metal band, hair band days, and these guys play in stadiums, filling stadiums, right? And so here we are in the 2020s, and those same bands playing at local last night in my city, the local little Quarry Park theater, Lita Ford's playing. It's like, oh my gosh, she was so huge when I was a kid.
Or the casinos.
Yeah.
The casinos.
And I saw Asia, which was a great band. They're playing in a casino the other day. And it's just like,
I'm going to go see Styx tomorrow night at the casino.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
Styx is playing. See, the Styx would put, I remember, they filled stadiums.
Oh, they were huge.
Not arenas. Stadium.
Yeah, no, I've seen them twice before, and they're always good.
Bass player
they're
from Enterprise High School in Redding, California, just in case you're wondering.
Really?
Oh, nice.
I keep waiting for Styx to be the opening act for the Rolling Stones. That would just be awesome. Styx and Stones? the Break My Bones tour? I mean, come on. Who can't see that?
Hello.
Good idea, Todd. Did you just think of that?
Idea.
So, I don't know. But the problem is the Rolling Stones could still fill stadiums. Styx, not so much.
And I don't understand that. I mean, Styx, man, really.
Yeah, you know what? The guy, was it Kevin, whatever his name is, for REO Speedwagon? I was at a concert, and he said, yeah, someone walked up to me and said, man, I knew, oh, man, you're famous, aren't you? Oh, yeah, you play for that band REM, right? He goes, no, REO Speedwagon. We'll be back. We're going to talk more about, we're going to do a case or no case and then get into the Elon Musk Twitter lawsuit. We'll be back.
Segment number one of Radio Law Talk for this date is in the broadcast history books already, but don't worry, there are three more segments in this hour and then two more hours of three or four, however many segments we have each. So stay tuned as Radio Law Talk continues.
services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Are you having a difficult time getting in and out of your old bathtub? Here's a new, affordable idea to consider. When you bought your home years ago, you had a traditional bathtub, and you put a shower curtain in it, and it lasted for years. But now, maybe you or your mom is having difficulty getting in and out of a high-step tub. For some people, that can be an accident waiting to happen. If you or one of your parents is in this situation, and you don't want to spend thousands and thousands of dollars, call Steve at Senior Safety Pro Tub to Shower today. They can help you convert any old bathtub into a walk-in shower, in some cases under $2,000, in about a week. It's simple, beautiful, and priced just right. Call Steve right now for your free consultation. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. That's 800-832-1549.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
When you're out there listening to Radio Law Talk online, you need to call up your local radio station and say, "Why do I have to listen online? Why don't you guys carry Radio Law Talk?" With that, Cal, everybody comes here for one reason. You know what the reason is. Do you know what it is, Cal?
Yeah, I think I do. You're suggesting that I should play the open for...
No, don't. Just sit there. Let's do the pause.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yeah!
Dead Air, brought to you by the Herman Funeral Home.
Okay, now.
I like that, Cal. Say that again. Repeat that again.
Yeah. Dead Air, brought to you by the Herman Funeral Home. Okay, now.
Oh, I love that, Cal.
When you turn on your radio and hear nothing, think of us. Okay.
We're back firing up the kiln.
A Minnesota woman was a big fan of her daughter's basketball coach at junior high. So big that when he got a job at Woodbury High School, they followed him. She transferred to a different school. But little Brooke, the basketball player, had a problem. Her skills did not develop as well as others who went out for the team. And she spent the time in the big critical scrimmage, the first scrimmage of the year, when they decided their lineups, sitting on the bench. And so little Brooke's mommy became livid. She started a campaign of whispers and lies, all aimed at getting the coach fired. Mrs. Bowen met with the Booster Club leadership, activities director, the principal, all claiming falsely that Coach McGuire had been fired from his last job as she sought to ensure more playing time for her daughter, maybe with a better coach. McGuire, before finally enrolling Brooke at another school, just kept at it, and Bowen continued to try to get McGuire fired. She, along with the mothers of Woodbury players who were unhappy with their kids' playing time, convened a big meeting with the superintendent and human resources. Again, more false accusations. Finally, the coach was fired and now was pushed aside to coaching kindergarten. And so he said, this isn't going to work. So he went and reached a lawyer and said, this has to stop. This is all false. There's no proof. I've got people who will back me up. This is all a lie. And so he asked the lawyer for his school district union and his own personal attorney. Mr. Penny, you're up on this, if he had a case or no case. Yeah.
You want me to go first? I'll go. I like this one.
I do.
All right. I love. Usually we start with the beautiful young lady to my right, but we're going to go right in the middle. That's me. Let me tell you this, Cal. What I'm a little shocked about is that a parent would be upset that their child,
that the little darling wasn't getting all the playing
time. Getting the amount of playing time they're supposed to.
Yeah.
I'm a little upset about that.
I'm stumped by that myself. Yeah.
But, you know, when I kind of grew up, it was just like, if you're the coach's son, you get all the playing time. Or, you know, when other people, that's how you get playing time, coach's son.
Be the starting quarterback and get the playing time.
Make sure you go and, you know, or you can have your dad be the assistant coach, and then you can play also. And then you quit as soon as the kid's out of high school. I don't need to be the assistant coach anymore, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Did I start saying stuff in the back of my brain that has happened?
That's
what?
Standard stuff, Fred. That's standard procedure right there.
Here's the answer. Like, can she, first of all, I'm going to say a local high school type coach, or a local small coach, junior college, whatever, unless they're coaching for Alabama, you know, Clemson or something, some big school.
Duke, yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to be considered a public figure. So, therefore, the standard is more difficult to sue them, to be able to sue as an individual. It's easier to win that case if you're a private citizen. It's more difficult to win a case if suing for slander liable if you are a public figure. That's why I still thought that the Johnny Depp case was weird, because the standard was so high. Not that there wasn't proof, but that the standard was so high.
Sure.
So my answer after all that is they're still difficult to win. I think this is a full-blown scenario, but did not occur, Cal. Something happened at a high school near you, and you heard of someone complaining, and they went from a high school that's probably one of the top 10 in the country. I mean, went from a high school that's the top 5,000 in the country and to a high school that was the top 10, and they said, "Woo, I guess I can't play now. I thought I was going to be a superstar." So, no case, a scenario, right. Things that you've heard of, but no case.
Todd, what do you think about this? Does this smack of another phony scenario, or do you think it is a case?
Well, I'll tell you, Cal, I like you. Personally, I like you.
Oh, boy, here we go.
But you have pulled the wool over our eyes so many times.
Me?
It is the case or no case equivalent of the boy who cried, the boy who cried case. That's you. And it always comes back as being no case. You know, the wolves are slaughtering the sheep and cows over there on his toilet with a bathroom book saying, you know, I could stump these guys with this one. And so, but on this one, you said something interesting. You said he went and talked to his union representative,
yeah,
as well as his personal attorney. And yep, to the extent that a grievance filed with a through the union representative for maybe not following progressive discipline procedures and the course and scope of employment and being released can constitute a case, I'm going to say that this is a case in some sort of venue. A filing is made. This is a case. And he wins.
All right. Miss Dirks, what say you about all of this? Because Fred basically said, I'm a knucklehead. Todd said, I'm a knucklehead, but maybe. And so you can join in if you'd like.
Well, I agree with both of the guys here.
I'm the knucklehead. I got it.
Okay. You're not running for political office, are you?
Fair enough.
Maybe.
Okay.
So, I think that Todd has something to say about this. I do think that because of the union attorney and your own personal attorney, he's investigating a wrongful termination case, and he's also investigating the defamation case against Ms. Rook's mom.
This woman, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to say that it's a case and he wins as well.
Yes, I can't wait to beat these two after the break.
Well, as we step out, I want to remind you that I did tell you that he was still teaching for the district, although in kindergarten. I just wanted to remind
you. He's a friend of yours.
And I just wanted to remind you.
He's a good friend. He was at your house last night, and you're playing cards, and he told you about it.
So he gets reinstated in kindergarten.
Yeah.
Well, nobody comes to my house anyway.
We'll be back after this, and we're going to talk about the case or no case. Then get in. Elon Musk and Twitter.
Lots of fun stuff coming up right here on Radio Law Talk. All you have to do is stay tuned, and we'll be right back. We promise.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call E-Insurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys.
USA Radio News.
The San Francisco International Airport's international terminal was evacuated late Friday night due to a bomb threat, and authorities found a potential incendiary device. That is according to officials. One person is in custody.
Six people are dead in Montana after a 21-vehicle pileup that may have been caused by a dust storm, according to authorities. The governor took to Twitter, putting out a statement that read, quote, "I'm deeply saddened by the news of a mass casualty near Hardin. Please join me in prayer to lift up the victims and their loved ones." The National Weather Service had issued severe thunderstorm watches and warnings for south central and southeastern Montana Friday. This is USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is this real life? Boys are weird. Not literally.
Radio Law Talk. Now, back to the show.
All right, Cal. Tell us about case or no case. Who wins?
Okay, well, how can I put this? So Todd said
no
case. Denise said
no.
I said case. Denise said case.
We both said case, and the basketball coach wins.
And Mr. Penny, after being on such a roll last week.
Yeah.
Well, how can I put this in some tactful way? That role is, it's not going to continue right at the moment, but I'm so sorry.
It's a case.
It's a case. The legal firm investigated Mr. Bolin. The league, the coach school offered him back his contract in 2014, and she continued to go and have these secret little meetings. She just could not stop lying about this guy. So, as the terms of the settlement, they were scheduled for trial on Monday morning when settlement was reached, and it was like this. McGuire's attorney, Don Mark, said he had a long list of coaches and former players lined up to testify for him. He was sad he couldn't get them out. But Ms. Bolin had a life insurance policy from which she will make $300 payments, and if she doesn't make them, the settlement value is, just give me a guess on settlement value. Todd, take a quick shot at it.
$400,000.
Good. Denise, what do you think?
Well, if it's $300 a month and interest accrues at 10%, it's got to be a little less than $300,000. It's a little less than $300,000.
$350,000. Very close. You guys were right there. Good figuring. And that, folks, by the way, sorry, Fred, not good news, is case or no case. Next hour we go to Frederick, Maryland, where a traffic cop went over the line.
Well, I'm going to probably get that one because it's Frederick, Maryland. So I'm sure it'll be just fine for me.
Good point.
All right. So, you know what? I know some people don't like Elon Musk. I kind of like the guy. You know, doesn't he just push button? But the thing is, he's not in politics, so he doesn't have to worry about what he says or doesn't say.
Well, you know, my son worked for him and was fired by him after he achieved the Model 3 sales numbers that Elon wanted him to achieve.
I remember that.
Yeah, and so, yeah, so I don't like him as the way he handles people, but as far as an idea guy, I think he's amazing.
Yeah, but that was your son.
He's a baby maker.
That was your son.
Of course.
Come on.
But my son's a human being. Come on.
I know, but he's got a billion. He's got like 500 million employees, you know. I love you, Cal, but nah, that's just part of it. That's part of being.
Big picture. Big business. People get under the caterpillar, they get run over. Too bad.
It's just part of it. Well, it's just he can't. Yeah, I guarantee you. Elon Musk did not make the decision for your son. And I love your son. And by the way, he did. He did a great job. I got to go there and meet him in Vegas. And
yeah,
he was
that's
doing
right,
it.
Yeah.
But I think it's Tesla, a lot of issues going on with Tesla at the time. I think they were closing places down. Right? Didn't they,
did
they close
they
that
still
whole?
Are.
No, but they closed that whole facility down, didn't they, Cal?
Yes, by tweet. Elon tweeted him and said,
we're done.
Thanks for all your work. We're not going to do this anymore. And that was it. what a dignified way to lose your job. And he'd met with Elon several times and talked with him. And,
has he really?
Oh,
personally?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow. I would have shook his hand if that was
And there's a book written by a guy from the Wall Street Journal that outlines it. And Mike son gets about a page and a half. But that's not the point. The point is Elon is not a good people guy. He's a good numbers guy.
Yeah, and that's a lot of times.
Opinion.
That's why they're successful.
He's an alien.
You can't make everybody happy. I'm sorry,
right.
But that's just the way
you're
it
right.
is. And I remember, I was never quote laid off, but there were two specific law firms that they did not want me as a lawyer. And this is what I always say, and I discuss this. And the first one, I was really sad. There was four of us, and they decided to take two others and not me. Well, actually, no, on that one, there's three of us, and they took two, and I was the one they didn't take. And then the next one, they
Ouch.
Decided they didn't want to keep me either. Now, tell me this, guys. What happened in my life?
Bare loss, Fred. They're big-time loss.
What if I would have gotten those jobs with those law firms? Would I be where I am now, starting my own law firm at, less than a year after I passed my bar? No, I would not have. And I wouldn't be where I am. So I tell people this. It doesn't matter. When one door closes, that means another door is open.
If you're looking for it, you got to look for it.
That's exactly right. There's another door open. So Twitter is suing Elon Musk. Why is he suing? Why are they suing Elon Musk? Well, those of you who've been living under the rocks, Twitter, he's buying Twitter. And he's trying to buy Twitter. And how you buy it is it's a public company, so he offers a certain amount of shit for the shares. It was $54.20 a share, which is about almost 40% more than at the time the shares were going for. So, and without getting into the details, there was a little bit of a fight back and forth whether he could do that. But anyway, what's happened is he is now backing out of the lawsuit. And he's
the deal.
And a lawsuit has ensued that Twitter is suing him now for backing out of this deal, saying a lot of things.
Well, there's a lot of fun things, too. In the process of this, the Twitter corporation did a poison pill and tried to stop the sale. And then the shareholders sued. And they were all over the place, actually. I think there was shareholders in favor of the sale and shareholders against the sale. So there were lawsuits that arose out of the mere fact that there was an offer and a potential sale. And way back when this started, I said, there's no way Elon Musk is going through the deal. And then I had to correct myself a week later because he offered $44 billion and it looked like it was going to go through. And now Elon Musk has backed out, right, Todd?
He has, and he's basing it on the primary, what he's telling the public, the primary reason he says he is backing out is because Twitter has not given him an accurate figure as to the number of what are called bot accounts, B-O-T, and those are essentially fake Twitter accounts that are just computer programs, and he makes a point. If I'm buying Twitter, the value in Twitter is in advertising. And if you're going to go to advertisers and say, we want you to run your spots on our platform, they have to be able to show reliably to potential advertisers what the market is, what the demographics are, who's going to be seeing those ads because of the way those they pay for those ads. And if a certain percentage are not real accounts on Twitter, that affects the market value of the company. And it's so Musk's latest point was, you didn't give me those figures, so I sue you now, or so I want to back out. Now you're suing me, and you're going to have to present those figures as part of your lawsuit. Either way, he's going to get those figures, and so.
Well, maybe, yeah. Maybe. What I see some maybe another scenario where it wasn't part of Musk's offer. There could be like a little loophole here. And if we remember in the beginning, Musk wanted to have a seat on the board for Twitter. But if he did that, he couldn't make the offer. And remember, he was going up to have a seat, and then he backed back out because he made this offer.
Yeah.
And so we don't really know what the full terms of the offer are. So it's going to be fun. Me, I think the funnest part about this is the judge. We are going before a very specialized court. It's called the Court of Chancery. And the judge that's involved in this case is a really interesting person who is known for making decisions to force the agreement, if you will, or enforce the agreement. And that's unusual. So I'm looking forward to this trial.
And the Delaware angle is fascinating to me because that's where a lot of companies file because of Delaware's allegedly lax corporate laws. But this judge doesn't seem too lax to me.
Yeah, they incorporate in Delaware.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, exactly.
Ahead,
well, and that's what makes this lawsuit kind of interesting. Because as you mentioned, the poison pill, the agreement when the offer was made and arguably accepted, but they had to work everything out between Musk and Twitter. Both sides had, you know, the poison pill, the chicken clause, which is essentially, if one side backs out, they owe the other side $1 billion. And normally that's okay, that's your liquidated damages, that's what you owe. But Twitter is saying, look, we know we have that, but we want the judge to force what's called specific performance. We're suing to force him to go through with the purchase. And that's not always granted by a judge. In fact, it's rare. But this judge they're going before has done it in the past.
Exactly. It's super exciting.
When we come back, I'm going to talk about some of the prior rulings of this judge. I'm going to detail some of the arguments that Twitter's making and the arguments that Musk is making. But I want to get into some of what Twitter's saying directly from their complaint. And that's some interesting things. We'll be back.
This is Radio Law Talk, and the show will continue in just a little bit.
And other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your
your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Todd has a kitty. What does Todd's cat see?
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
So the lawyers for Twitter are saying that Elon Musk is, quote, believes he's free to change his mind, quote, trash the company, disrupt its operations, destroy stockholder value, and just walk away. These are some quotes from the complaint. Also, they're arguing that he's using his best efforts to Twitter lawyers said that Musk broke his promises to, quote, and this is apparently a quote, to use in the somehow, in these contracts. Again, we haven't seen the contracts. I'm sure it's more than one or two pages, right? It says you have to use your best efforts to get the deal done. And they're claiming he's not using his best efforts. They also argue that his personal wealth has declined significantly by more than $100 billion in this complaint, saying he's dropped his financially, he's dropped $100 billion, and therefore he's backing out for that reason, because the money situation, not because of the argument that Todd brought up that Twitter is not revealing or giving all the information they need about bots and about the true numbers of how many followers there are or users of Twitter. So and then they also argue that he's disparaging in some way Twitter, and they argue that. So it's going to be very interesting, But Musk basically argues, basically, as we said, that it's on hold over the bot problem. That's the whole issue. That they're not giving them the bot information. And Todd brought it up properly, right, Todd? That, look, they don't, and their argument is we don't want to put all that information out there for our competitors to see, right? So let's talk about this court system that Denise talked about. It's the Delaware Chancery Court. By the way, it's a small little court. It's not very big. And there's only, I think, seven or five judges. It's not very big. But these judges make some of the most important, largest decisions in the United States, right?
Absolutely.
So here's a couple of prior decisions that they did. One, so this judge that's going to hear it is like the top judge, but they say at one time the actual judge. I'm looking at the date of this other. Okay, in 2001, a decision they ruled that Tyson Foods needed to complete its acquisition of IBP Inc. Yet in another one, the judge also held, so the judge has been kind of all over, held that they did not have to uphold the agreement because the seller did not give all the information to the buyer. And that's what Musk is arguing. And by the way, those of you who've done real estate or bought a house, it's the same basic thing because you have to disclose stuff, right?
You do. But you also, as a purchaser, have a period of time where you must do your due diligence. And so Twitter is saying that Musk was provided with the public quarterly estimates of the spam and the fake accounts, and he had access to all of that, and he did not timely do his due diligence. And that could be a valid defense.
Yes, I think you're right. Great point, Denise, because that's an important one to note, that they're going to say, if we didn't give you everything, you should have brought it up during that time period where you had to do your due diligence. Sure enough, that was not done, apparently, and they're going to argue that. So there's pundits saying that Musk will probably lose, and others say he'll probably win. But a lot of them are saying, a lot of people say this, and I'm going to say this too. Maybe it's a ploy to do what? To come to the table and negotiate, and why don't you drop that price a little bit, and we'll go ahead and buy it anyway. Maybe Musk's a better business person than we think he is.
Yeah, I'm looking at Elon Musk, and the big thing he's using is this bot account. How many of the accounts are legitimate or not? And I can't imagine that the accurate number of users of Twitter, the accurate number of accounts, I can't imagine that it was not an issue from the get-go. I mean, that's the first thing you look at. How many users do you have? How valuable? Because that's what you're basing the value of the platform on. And based upon the comments, it seems like Musk doesn't trust the number that was given to him from Twitter. He doesn't trust whatever figure he got from Twitter. And so part of the lawsuit, and that was his recent posting, was, well, if I didn't get it from you through due diligence, I know you're going to sue me. You're going to have to now give that actual figure in court documents through discovery. On the flip side, Twitter may be questioning Musk's net worth and viability and be able to go through this. It's if they put in their complaint, their concern, that his net worth has dropped by $100 billion. I'm looking at an article here on Lifestyle Asia that is quoting Forbes magazine that said that Musk's net worth reached its peak in about November of 2021, $340 billion. I cannot fathom that amount of money. And that as of June 28th this year, so just 3 weeks ago, it had dropped to $234 billion, his net worth. So it is a reduction of $100 million, he's still worth $234 billion. And by the way, part of that reduction in net worth could be the drop in stock prices as he's liquidating assets in Tesla or maybe SpaceX to fund the potential acquisition of Twitter. And when people see that happening, like, well, I don't want to be in Tesla anymore if Elon's not in Tesla, and that causes the stock price to go down, and it's very fluid.
It also could be that Elon Musk had troubles getting financing, because that's kind of the other outlying thing, is that even though we had all these this money, it's tied up in stock.
Mm-hmm.
And he still wants to be majority shareholder. He doesn't want to sell all the stock and lose control of the companies. So he no doubt has to get some outside financing. And the, this Chancery Court, this particular judge, had decided in another case, when that was the defense, we can't get financing to finance the deal. She said, doesn't matter. This deal was not contingent on you getting financing. And that was a really interesting decision. And I think it's going to be one of those cases where we're going to be watching it. And even though it's dry and it's business and all of that, it's going to have enough personality and enough interesting facts coming out that it's going to be a fun thing to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the other thing is Elon Musk wants this to be a months-long trial. And right now it's set for 4 days. So
right.
We're going to have to see what happens with regard to that as well, right?
You know, it's interesting, too. I wrote this really big on my notes. I just saw it. I'm glad I reviewed it. I said, the only one that wins here are the lawyers.
<That's>
think
right.
of the billable hour. Do you think there's one or maybe two lawyers working on this for Musk?
Oh, probably.
No.
Probably a team.
No, like probably 20 yeah. like gals and guy lawyers pounding on this thing.
I follow on TikTok this lawyer couple. They're both Harvard grads,
yeah.
and they talk about the law a lot. And they talked about this case, and they said that several of their classmates from Harvard went to work for the law firm that's representing not Musk, but representing Twitter.
Right.
And it was, in their opinion, the most prestigious law firm in the United States. Starting
behind mine.
Yes. Yeah. Well. Wait till you hear this next figure.
It's right there.
Starting salaries for the first-year associates.
I don't want to be there.
$450,000 a year.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, okay.
And I think they're billing, what, $100 an hour? $150?
Well, $100 every tenth of an hour.
Wow.
This is the sound of lawyers making rain. Okay, here we go.
Hey, really quick, anecdotal. This is Forbes, and there's another company called National World. And there's a bunch of them that say, this is the difference between Musk and everybody else. We're $229.1 billion. The next one, Bezos, $136 billion. That tells you how much further ahead he is than everybody else. Then you got Gates, $102 billion, Zuckerberg, $57 billion. It tells you how way out of the stratosphere Elon Musk is. We come back hour two. We're going to talk about Casey White, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Uber. There's an Uber lawsuit going on, and got to talk about this wrongful conviction case. Bizarre, the facts. Bizarre, and the poor guy really got, I don't want to say the word, you know, SCR.
Got run over, shall we
say. Run over, let's say. And
he got tooled.
Yeah, and he passed away. But we're going to be back. Come back.
This is Radio Law Talk. Hour number two is coming up in about 6 minutes. Don't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.